Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Tonight's ENN is brought to you by
DoorDash.
Download the DoorDash app right now and start exploring some of the best New York has to offer.
DoorDash.
Get more from your neighborhood. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael Kay.
Michael and I aren't in a great place right now.
Really bad.
I borderline can't stand him.
And I hate you.
And good evening to Michael and Don.
They did suspend the owner of the Colts, Irsay.
Oh, Robert Irsay. For
yeah. Jimmy Irsay.
Yeah.
Jimmy, yeah. Well, I don't want the dad to get that hung on him.
Did you
he
call
got
him,
enough hung on him.
Did you call him Jimmy?
Yes.
Do you know him well?
I've met him.
Is that true?
Yeah. He would be at the Jet games. He'd be near us in the press box when the Jets played the Colts.
Wow. All right.
So you nice called entourage.
When you saw him, would you say, Jimmy, what's up, baby? You good?
No, but that was before I knew of the drop. I might have pulled that. That would have been great. Nice suits.
Let me also say to myself, good evening to Peter as well.
Canisius?
Well, guys, the big news of the day. We'll start out with the two big newsy stories before getting some fun, more fun sportsy stuff. But let's hear from Mayor Adams. Went over to Citi Field and talked about lifting the private sector mandates for New York athletes, which will, of course, open the door for Kyrie Irving to play all his games in New York, as well as the Mets and the Yankees.
Today, I signed Emergency Executive Order 62, expanding the performance exemption to private employer mandates. This is about putting New York City-based performers on a level playing field. Day one, when I was mayor, I looked at the rule that stated hometown players had an unfair disadvantage for those who were coming to visit. And immediately, I felt we needed to look at that. But my medical professionals say, Eric, we're at a different place. We have to wait until we're at a place where we're at a low area and we can reexamine some of the mandates. We're here today.
Gobbledygook.
Yeah, that is a complete falsehood, what he said. Complete falsehood. We have been in a good place for a few weeks, and he was having none of it. Until we found out about the de Blasio mandate from December that affected the baseball teams. Come on. How do you say that with a straight face, Michael? How do you do it?
I'm also I'm curious why this big press conference. I mean, I would almost like slink away and say, okay, we're lifting it for entertainers. All right, okay, bye. You make it a big dog and pony show?
That's the part that irritated me.
Well, why Citi Field and not Yankee Stadium?
But why neither? Why either? Why not just do the regular City Hall, jump on a Zoom, whatever your thing is? Like, why?
And again, we can have this, or at least I can have this opinion, and still think that the mandate was ridiculous, especially what it escalated to, where you have out-of-town players playing at the Garden and Barclays Center when you know Kyrie was ineligible to play. It got silly, but I'm not defending, you know, that I'm defending what was said by Adams for the last 3 weeks and what was even said immediately after we found out about the baseball player. I don't want to open up. I don't want to have to go into another to close down. the medical experts decided now is the time when there might actually where it's actually uptick. Like, think about that. There's actually an uptick in cases. You didn't do it the 2 weeks that we were in great shape. Now there's an uptick, and you're saying now is the time? You could make the case that now is not the time. Let's see what happens with this new variant, right? I'm not buying it. I'm sorry.
It's very peculiar, but it's good news, certainly for the Nets,
yes,
who would have missed Kyrie for 7 of their last 8 games. So, Michael, you could certainly argue that is the difference. Like, that is the difference between them having the opportunity to make a run or not.
And the only thing that doesn't make it clear sailing is that they might have to get through Toronto. And they're going to have to play in Toronto. And if they play in Toronto, that's one place that is not lifting the mandate, and he can't play. But
well,
I think something to really watch, though, you never can predict Kyrie Irving. Because, you know, voice for the voiceless, well, nothing's changed. Those 1,400 people still lost their job. So is Kyrie Irving going to say, if they don't have their job back, I'm not playing? Let's see. Let's see if that's really why he did this, or he just didn't want to get the vaccine, and he painted it that way because it makes him look a lot better.
Now, the Nets have 9 games left, I believe, and they are 3 games back of the lost column of Toronto, so that's kind of tough to do, you would think.
Yeah, but look above that, but, Don.
Right, Cleveland. Cleveland's only up 1 game in the lost column on Toronto, so that's what you root for, I guess, if you're a Net fan, and just take it right out of play and just have it be Cleveland.
That's the way to root.
Let's hear Sandy Alderson's little shot at Mayor de Blasio.
You know, it's wonderful to have a mayor at Citi Field on a day that we're not playing the Red Sox.
Sandy is really funny.
No, I Sandy is funny, but those are fake laughs.
Now, do you think those were fake sports writer laughs or political writer laughs?
Let's hear it one more time.
You know, it's wonderful to have a mayor at Citi Field on a day that we're not playing the Red Sox.
that big, that's a sports writer. Anybody that covers politics from New York can care less about Sandy.
I think the big laugh might have been Adams. What do you think
about
that?
Adams is a big Mets fan, too.
Mets and Nets, huh?
Yeah, I think he likes teams that rhyme.
So, to the other major news of the day, which is that a second grand jury mulled a charge against Deshaun Watson, and for the second time opted against. So there will be no charges for Deshaun Watson. It'll simply end up being a decision for the NFL to do what they're going to do with regards to investigating. And we all know we trust no one more with an investigation in the NFL. But, I mean, listen, if you're rooting for Deshaun Watson, or you are Deshaun Watson, this is very good news. To have two different separate circumstances where a grand jury said, yeah, not enough here.
Yeah, that's, and I'm sure that's what Cleveland found out when they gave all that guaranteed money. Because where is it going to go now? I guess to the civil court, but that'll be after he's suspended. That would be while he's playing. And I don't think that would really affect anything.
When do we think his presser is going to be?
I mean, I guess there should be an official introduction, right?
Right? I mean, Tyreek Hill already spoke today.
Yeah, he actually was in the stadium. I'm sorry, I misspoke. He was in Baker Mayfield's house. And he was wearing a Browns jacket, too. So he's all in.
So, yeah, I wonder what – because I've told you guys this for a long time. Where I will be disappointed is if he doesn't acknowledge that he has any character issues that he needs to work on. Because it just seems implausible that we would get here with zero smoke. Let's just suppose this, okay? He didn't do any of the things alleged physically – but he contacted at least 22 different women to massage him through DMs. I can tell you right now that's already problematic. Okay? That doesn't mean that what he's accused of doing is what he did. But I would hope he'd be able to address that there's clearly something going on that leads to a top-flight athlete with everything at their disposal searching Instagram to try to find massage therapists. And people can be defensive and say I'm being judgmental. I'm honestly being caring, not judgmental. Well, there's work that needs to be done there.
Right, I agree. But let's look at it the other way, just to play devil's advocate. Is there any scenario, Peter, where if you found out exactly what happened in all 22 cases, that Watson would not look as bad as he does now? Like right now, you think the worst when you hear about, you know, these allegations, but if you were to find each individual case, is there a way where you look at it and go, it's bad, but it's not as bad as I thought it was?
That's possible.
Now, it's still bad, and whatever he did, I mean, but even if it was like verbal, you know, it's still no woman should have to go through that. But I'm just saying, you always think the worst, right? So, is there any way that Cleveland, you know, with the NFL, like, could they? I'm sure they have way more information than we know.
One thing we're not going to do is find out that information.
Though. No, we're never going to find out that.
And to your point, Don, I don't know that's necessarily good. You know, I mean, we're all just so dishonest about all of these things, and it's too difficult for people to walk and chew gum and say, hey, Deshaun Watson may be flawed and may have done some bad things, but that doesn't mean he can't work on himself and have a career still. Like, we're incapable of that. It has to be either he's innocent or he's guilty. And the truth is, it may not be that simple in this case.
One quick thing, just take the inside of a professional team. If a professional athlete, where they have everything at their disposal, needs a massage therapist, he'd go to the trainer or the athletic trainer and say, give me a good massage therapist. He wouldn't be, like Peter said, sliding into people's DMs. It's not the way it works. It's not the way it works if you want a professional massage. No. Not
if
the
you
way
want
it works.
If you want something else.
And that's my point. Is any of that necessarily criminal or immoral? Well, that could be up for other people to judge. But what it does show, if he did it, and by the way, guys, I highly doubt that he reached out to 22 massage therapists and it was only those 22 that he reached out to. That's the 22 are the ones who came forward here. My guess would be it could be hundreds. There's no way of knowing. And I hope he addresses that, right, that there's clearly something there.
And here's the awkwardness, and I'm glad times have changed. But, you know, all the people that jump us and say, why are you jumping to conclusions with Watson? Why can't you let it just play out? Or he's innocent. These women, it's just a money grab. Okay. All points that you're allowed to make. But I think as a society, that's always our knee-jerk reaction to defend the male and the woman is irrelevant. No, they have a voice too. And so if you're going to support Watson, you also have to and just say that, well, we don't know what really happened. Well, we also don't know what really happened. It could have happened. And these 22 women actually have a case, and they need to be heard. They just shouldn't be discarded, and what they say shouldn't just be considered irrelevant because he's a great athlete and people want to see him play. They have a voice too. This is something that still could have happened, and now we're never going to know. And what happens to those 22 women?
This just came in from Shams Charania. Kobe Bryant's estate and Nike have reached a deal to continue their partnership, Vanessa Bryant announced. Nike's donating 100% of net proceeds of Gianna Bryant's shoes to Mamba and Mambacita Sports Foundation, and sides will establish a youth basketball center in Southern California. I'm glad to see that they worked this out.
Yes.
I really felt like for Kobe's legacy moving forward, remember they were going to start their own brand? And I just, starting your own sneaker brand, that's a real uphill battle. And without Kobe around to be a part of promoting it, I just think it's best for the estate and everyone that they were able to work that out with Nike.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's move to something else. that is more in the realm of sports. And I got to tell you guys, I was riveted by this last night. I don't know if you saw it. Did you guys see the Eric Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler mayhem from last night?
Loved it.
I did not.
So Don, during a timeout for the Heat, you see Spoelstra arguing with Butler and saying basically, what, are you going to fight me? And Butler is in Spoelstra's face. Udonis Haslam's about to go after Butler. Then Butler gets removed from Spoelstra. Spoelstra goes following after him. It must have went on for 90 seconds, Don. It was like during a whole commercial break.
In full view of everybody. And Haslam must love Spoelstra because he was screaming at Butler, I'm going to bleep you up. I'm going to bleep you up.
And here's Spoelstra afterwards on what happened in that huddle.
Wondering where the dinner plans were tonight after the game. Pretty clear. We have a very competitive, gnarly group, and we're getting our asses kicked. And two straight games, we were not playing to the level that we wanted to play.
Very rarely do you see that. That's like Billy Reggie stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of, Michael, the comp. When was the last time I saw a coach and player on the same team that heated at each other?
No, it happened. I mean, Latrell Sprewell and P.J. Carlissimo happened, but there were no cameras there.
No.
But
practice.
In terms of cameras, it doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. But you know what? You're talking about two pretty important people. I mean, he might be the most underrated coach in sports, period.
Yep.
He's voted one of the top 15 coaches
right.
in NBA history.
But people, and we were all shocked by it. I mean, I appreciate him, but I think people just looked at it, a guy that just benefited from having LeBron James. He has proven that he is a great coach. He's probably a better coach than Jimmy Butler as a basketball player. So why should he stand down? He's a significant head coach in this league and in all of sports. And I don't think he gets the love that he deserves from most people. Because you ask anybody of the top five coaches in the NBA, do you think his name comes up? It should.
I know.
I'm glad he was acknowledged in the top 50 all time. He deserves to be there. But does he get talked about at all?
Not enough. Not nearly enough. Wednesday night, in one of the most, I can't say it's a fugazi achievement, but a misleading achievement, in my opinion.
Okay.
Evan Fournier became the most productive three-point shooter in one season in Knicks history. He breaks the single-season three-point record, passing fan favorite John Starks. Here's Starks' message to Fournier.
Hey, Evan, this is John Starks. I just want to say congratulations on breaking my record, holding down the Knicks' most three-pointers in the season. Congratulations, my man. Keep shooting it, all right?
It may be telling that the Knicks haven't already had someone break that record, considering it happened with Fournier this season. I mean, it hasn't exactly been a great season.
And it's a little bit of a misleading stat, because when John Starks took them, they weren't the way they are now, where everybody takes them. John Starks would have the record.
It was a thing.
Yeah. It's a thing now. It wasn't a thing then.
Yeah. It was a
Starks thing. Kind of feels like trying too hard, bro. Not taking the achievement away, but does that – I don't know. Just did anybody know that that was a thing?
Like last couple of weeks, they've talked about it. But before that, no.
Guys, we have a lot to squeeze in here. Sorry. Before we get to the great Roman Reigns in a few minutes. Michael, we haven't played this for you yet. I need your feedback. Was Tyreek Hill shading the Jets or being sincere? Let's hear from Tyreek Hill.
How close were you to picking the Jets?
Yeah. How close was I? Who? The Jets? Nah, man. Look, man. It's a lot of... I don't even want to get into all that. I knew I was going to pick Miami no matter what, man. Who?
Shade.
You think it's? I didn't think it was Shade.
No, we disagree.
You think it's? You didn't think it was Shade, though?
No, because I think it was just from his standpoint, it was only going to be Miami.
Like, I think it's sincere. He actually, like, the reporters think it would be on his mind because he was really weighing it out. And his who was like, no, I really wasn't even thinking about
but,
it.
But that's a lie, possible. Though. We found out later it's a lie. His agent said they were negotiating a contract with the Jets before Miami came in.
But right, because I think they knew Miami was going to – I think the Jets knew that Miami was going to come in and negotiate, drive up the price because they knew Miami was going to match it. Now, you always take the chance that they won't, but I think Drew Rosenhaus is savvy enough to know. This was all a play to get him to Miami and to get the most from Miami. I think Drew played it like a fiddle.
Yeah,
and Hill probably didn't even know.
guys,
who the other team was, right? He might not even have known. Rosenhaus is talking to the Jets, but knowing that he was just going to go back to Miami.
All right, guys, it's time for our 98.7 ESPN Hoops update brought to you by London Jewelers. Join London Jewelers for their annual wedding band event now through this Sunday, March 27th. Enjoy 20% off all wedding bands. For locations and to make an appointment, visit 2bylondon.com. The one thing I'll say about the tournament, a few great games tonight, some sexy ones for sure. But, guys, tonight could be the last ever game for Coach K. Kind of right. Worth thinking about that. I mean, what an unbelievable amount of pressure on his kids, too, after that bad performance at Cameron a couple of weeks ago. Now they have a pick'em game against Texas Tech in what could be the last game ever for Coach K. So, without any further ado, it's time to give you the Drop Madness update. The winners are in. We'll start in the Michael region.
Give me a break.
Stop yourself.
Stop.
This is a shocker to me.
Really?
Who did it beat?
It was Pete. Go ahead.
A Friday night dump.
53-47.
You thought Friday night dump was going to win?
Yeah.
Screaming always wins in this tournament.
I know, but a little defecation always helps.
Well, and there's one for next year. Let's go to the Peter region.
The Buckner play is like an etched in my moment kind of mind.
Well, that's it. That'll do it for the 7 seed. Brian's offensive coordinator, Brian DeBole.
Okay.
Dable. Let's
go to the Don region.
I've dropped acid. I've taken mess.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Acid and mesk, some drugs getting the big win over what I thought was...
Not today, brudda!
I thought not today, brudda, could go on a run, Michael.
No.
That's a little surprising.
But you heard Don talking about
close?
Acid.
Was it close?
It was 55-45.
Not as close as I thought.
Yeah. Now, and this one, maybe not as close as you would have thought. In the Nether region, the 2 seed advances.
A lot of people I listen say that I kiss your fanny too much and I give you too much credit.
What?
And we say goodbye to our dear friend, the beloved Steve Young.
Holy crap.
Really tough. I didn't know who to vote. I voted for Young just because we're closer to him than Boone on the show. But that was still very difficult to decide.
And that will do it for ENN, which tonight was brought to you by Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. Try the Playmaker, the Triple-Double, all made with Hennessy VS. Go to Hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, spirit of the NBA, always enjoy responsibly.
All right, so when we come back, we're going to talk with WWE superstar Roman Reigns. That's coming up in just a moment right here on Yes.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.